Soprano Susanna Phillips pleading her constancy and love to Don Ottavio in Donna Anna's second act aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni, with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra under Andrew Sewell at Madison's Capitol Theater on April 12, 2013. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Wisconsin classical audiences will be enjoying opera excerpts by Mozart, Bizet, Puccini, and more in the season finale of the Sheboygan Symphony and Chorus with guest soloist, mezzo-soprano Erin Elizabeth Smith, this Saturday evening at the Stephanie H. Weil Center for the Performing Arts. Details at SheboyganSymphony.org. Ensembles around the state may be giving seasoned farewells, but the Wisconsin classical summer calendars are already filling with performance plans. Midsummer's Music in Door County officially kicks off their series of 9 unique programs on June 17th, but will welcome Madison's Pro Arte Quartet this Saturday evening to the Ridges Cook Albert Fuller Center in Bailey's Harbor. As quartet in residence at the UW-Madison, these performers are also sought after as teachers, and this afternoon we'll hear an earlier iteration of the Pro Arte Quartet performing a work written by another teacher. Polish-born composer Karl Rathaus trained in Vienna and Berlin in the early 20th century, moving to Paris and then London in the 1930s, and finally settling in New York in 1940 to help establish the music department at Queens College. The last composition he completed was his fifth string quartet in 1954. While set up in the conventional pattern of fast, slow, fast movements, it takes the classical form into the 20th century with a complex recurring theme in the first two movements and a combination of fugue, gigue, and Polish dances in the finale. Carl Rathaus's String Quartet No. 5, recorded by James Stutt in Mills Hall on the UW-Madison campus in December of 1986, when Madison's Pro Arte Quartet consisted of violinist Norman Palu and Martha Frances Blum, violist Richard Blum, and cellist Perry Karp. To find violinists David Perry and Suzanne Bia, violist Sally Chisholm, and cellist Perry Karp in Bailey's Harbor this Saturday, look online at midsummersmusic.com. In just a moment, we're back to Mozart, looking ahead to a concert in Williams Bay. I'm Laurie Skelton, and you're listening to Wisconsin Classical. This Saturday evening, the Lake Geneva Symphony winds up this concert season with a performance in Williams Bay, featuring works by Liszt, Rachmaninoff, and Verdi. They will also feature two members of the Chicago Symphony, violinist Ron Yan Tang and associate principal violist Li Kuo Chang, in Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat. This 1779 work combines elements of symphony and double concerto, in that the soloists are often performing their own prominent lines, but at times are also playing as part of the full orchestra. Mozart wrote it while touring Europe, experimenting with different forms as he worked with musicians in Mannheim and Paris. This is his only Sinfonia Concertante, but he did write two other concertos featuring two soloists, the double piano concerto in E-flat and the flute and harp concerto, commissioned by a French duke in 1778. At the time, the harp was not considered an orchestral instrument, and the combination to accommodate the flute-playing duke and his harpist daughter raised more than a few eyebrows. Sadly, it also failed to raise Mozart the money that had been promised him, and he never wrote another work for the harp. From its rough beginnings, this tuneful concerto is a popular piece today and allowed the Madison Symphony Orchestra to show off two of its principal players in May of 2011. Here are flutist Stephanie Jutt and harpist Karen Beth Atz, front and center with their colleagues under the direction of John Demain. Thank you.
Thank you.
to Stephanie Jett and harpist Karen Beth Utz, principal performers with the Madison Symphony Orchestra, joining their colleagues and music director John Demain for the Mozart C Major Concerto, Kürschel 299, an Overture Hall performance from May of 2011, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. For more information on the Lake Geneva Symphony's concert this Saturday, look up lakegenevaorchestra.org. Composer Johannes Brahms was born on May 7th. Next Sunday's hour of Wisconsin Classical Performances will be a late birthday celebration that also highlights concerts in Madison and Cubertus. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio.